Hello and welcome to the Music Survival Guide, the independent musician's guide on how to survive in the music industry. My name's Phil, a mixing and mastering engineer. I hope you're doing well out there in podcast land. It is, where are we? April. Well, it's not as I record, but it's April as this episode goes out, which is mad. The year is very rapidly advancing and I'm now the father of a two-year-old, so that's crazy. But but there we go. I wanted to talk this week about unusual sounds. Like, how do you do something different with your music? How do you not just kind of fall into the same, dare I say, stale pattern of what you're doing? And I was inspired by this because I mixed a track recently. It's not out yet, so I can't really talk about who it is. But I mixed a track recently with a band who, the way that they wanted to approach the guitars is the guitarist went through his guitar into the pedals, straight into an audio interface, no amp. And it sounded scratchy and grainy and really cool for the style of music they play. That really, really worked, and it was something a bit different, and I really, really, really liked it. It was so inspiring as a mixing engineer. It was so inspiring to listen to work with, a good fun challenge. And I guess I wanted to talk about kind of picking out sounds that are genre breaking and how you should do it and why you should do it. So I'm going to tackle the why first. I think if you're going to think about kind of approaching a record, you obviously, say you're a rock band, you're obviously going to have your drums and your bass guitar and your electric guitars and your lead vocals, maybe your keys, depending on how you're doing it. And that's great. Have you thought about doing something different? Do something different. I can't really tell you what something different is. And I think the reason why you would do that is because it just breaks up your style of music and it does something different, and you could discover something really cool that no one else is doing. Really cool that no one else is doing. I mean, it's amazing what you could discover. I can't tell you what you could discover because you've got to discover it. You and if you're working with producer, you're going to discover it together. So I can only give examples that come to my mind, and you know, if you start doing all these things and everyone starts doing all these things, then it's not going to be original. So take from this what you will. So I've given you a first idea already. You know, you can go without an amp for a song. That could be really cool. Have you thought about not playing cymbals for like an entire song or a large part of a song? That is a very different way of playing drums, and it's a very different sound. It's actually something that Ringo Starr from the Beatles did a lot. You may be surprised to hear. And it's, I think a lot of drummers rely on cymbals for impact. And if you take that away from a drummer, what does it sound like? How does it work? I don't know. You've got to work that out for yourself. Bass guitar, you could play a really melodic line for the entire song. That might work, or for a lot of the song. It might work. It might sound awful. I don't know. You've got to try it. Vocals, you know, have you tried another band member taking the lead vocal for that song? That might be controversial. You may have to have a conversation about that. Some weird and wonderful vocal effects, like you can create a really good kind of Wurlitzer effect if you have your singer in the room singing, obviously. Another band member takes a microphone, a cheap microphone, on an XLR cable, and you swing that round in a little circle in the room, kind of like a lasso. That is going to naturally create a kind of warble sound that's really cool. That kind of thing could be really fun. Have you, for example, with the guitars, have you thought about using some weird and wonderful pedals? You know, you always use the same pedals. Buy something weird and wonderful. It can be dirt cheap. It doesn't have to be expensive as a pedal. And just find some new sounds that are weird and bizarre and odd. Like, you're a metal band, great. Have you tried for one song, or even one section of one song, have you tried a fuzz tone for your guitar? That could be really cool, especially if you're something like really heavy. I don't know what that sounds like. You're gonna have to find out for yourself. If you want thicker guitars, have you thought about doubling it with some synths and things like that? Have you thought about augmenting drums with slaps and claps and things like that? I mean, that's not original, but depending on your genre, that may be groundbreaking. Have you thought about, I'm just trying to think of things, like, have you thought about taking an acoustic guitar and putting that through an amp? What does that sound like? Probably quite, you'd have to be quite careful with that, because that will feedback like a mother. But then that might be really cool. You might just want some mad feedback, and that might be exactly the way to get it. I don't know. All I'm saying is, your next song, try stuff. try stuff. And, you know, if you've got a mixing engineer you're working with, or if you're not, then maybe some good friends, some other musicians, show it to them and ask, what do you think? Is this just mad or is this amazing? Ultimately, music is meant to be fun and it's meant to be enjoyed. So are you enjoying the music you're making? Are you enjoying creating music? Is it a creative and exciting process? If it's not, then I would suggest to you, you need to try something different. You need to try something weird and wonderful. I've thrown out a megaton of ideas. There's loads of bizarre things you can do. Someone who's really great for this is Sylvia Massey. She's actually got a book out, and I can't remember what it's called. I think it's called Creative Recording Techniques. I can't remember. I've got the book. It's great fun. There's things you can do, like you can take your guitar and run it through like a banana or a pickle. And that sounds mad. So you take your guitar lead, obviously plugged into your guitar, plug one end of it into a pickle, plug the other end of another lead into a pickle, and then that into your amp. And it acts like a filter. And it's really fun. And it's odd. And it's weird. Try it. Have you taken a really cheap, nasty guitar amp? You know, there's like 20, 30 quid kind of like beginner guitar amps. Slash up the speaker like nothing else and then get it to distort in a bizarre way. That is the original sound of distortion, actually, is slashing guitar speakers. So that could be something to try. Don't try on your expensive vintage amp. That won't go down very well with a lot of people. But, you know, try something like that. It could be really cool. It might be rubbish. It might not. Try it. See what happens. I think you just need to treat the recording studio or your home studio like a playground. Don't just do the same thing again and again. Doing the same thing again and again may be cool, but it's not going to be as exciting as something totally weird. You know, even if you do something outlandish for one section of one song, it's just a little thing, and then in mixing you kind of go, oh, maybe we should just kind of turn that down a bit so it's not really very obvious. Fine, you had fun in the creation of that effect, and that is just, in my mind, just as important as the actual how it sounds in the mix. You know, enjoy the process. That is really what I'm trying to say. Enjoy the process. It's not monotonous. It should be exciting. Make it exciting. Do bizarre stuff. See what happens when you plug in that item to that item. I don't know. Plug your vocal through some bizarre guitar effects. See what happens. It's really cool. Anyway, I'm going to stop kind of getting excited about potential ideas, and I'm just going to say my usual spiel at the end, which is thank you for listening to another episode of the Music Survival Guide. If you liked it, please rate and review the podcast wherever you listen. It really helps the algorithm, as you may or may not know. Please also share it with any friends and bandmates if you thought it was useful or interesting. You know, you want to have a chat about bizarre effects and maybe exploring these ideas, that could be really fun. Finally, if you're thinking about recording and mixing and you want to talk about it, feel free to reach out to me via links in the podcast description below. We can have a conversation about it. You can show me some weird effects. I would love to see some weird effects. And I will see you next time.